Patient name, first name Wyatt, W-Y-A-T-T, last name Gathergol, that's G-A-T-H-E-R-C-O-L-E. Date of birth 8/4/14. Date of service 10/23/23. This is a 9-year-old young man here today complaining of right-sided ear pain. He is here with his grandmother. He's had this for 1 week now. He usually has some impacted cerumen, so states the grandmother. They've been trying to clean his ears to remedy that, period, new paragraph. No ominous signs, no fever, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no flu-like symptoms. No sore throat. Blood pressure, 126/64, pulse 92, respiration 16, temperature 98.9, oxygenation 96%, current weight 124, allergies none. Current medication, he takes daily vitamins. Medical history negative, surgical history tonsillectomy, social history lives with mom, dad, and sibling. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, is not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears. Bilateral tympanic membrane erythema, right side is worse. Also, he has a moderate amount of cerumen. I've suggested to the grandmother that they get the product Debrox and use it as directed to try to remove some of that ear wax. There is no impaction. I can visualize the tympanic membranes. Period, new paragraph. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly or lymphadenopathy. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Oral mucosa is moist. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute right-sided otitis media. Patient will be given amoxicillin 400 per 5 ml, 10 ml PO, BID 10 days, number 200 ml. He's going to get lots of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic if needed.